house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. I want to seek your face. Seek your face. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. Weep, may the fire on the altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. We want to seek your face. Seek your face. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. Day and night and night and day. Day and night and night and day. Day and night and night and day. Make me a house of prayer. We sing day and night and night and day. Day and night and night and day. Day and night and night and day. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. We pray, Lord. Make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. I want to seek your face. Seek your face. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for making us a house of prayer. Father, we thank you for your word, which tells us in Isaiah 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Glory be to God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away. There's just something about your name, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about your name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about, there's just something about, there's just something about, there's just something about, there's just something about your name. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. Thank you, Lord. You've been so good. And I just want to thank you, Lord, because this Jesus, 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 there's just something about your name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away. There's just
something about your name. Greeter, are you there?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, the Lord is good. He woke us up this morning. We said we have good health and putting us in our right mind. Thank you for the Spirit of the living God. Dear Father, we thank you for your amazing power as you work in our lives. We thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over us this morning. We thank you for your great love and your care. We thank you for your sacrifice that we might have freedom and have life. Forgive us for when we don't thank you enough for who you are and for all that you do and for all that you've given us. Help us, O Lord, to set our eyes and our hearts on you. Renew our spirits this morning. Fill us with your peace and your joy. We love you and we need you this day and every day. We give you praise and give you thanks for all that you do. We thank you for our owners, our co-founders, Dr. P. K. Robertson, we thank you for Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, they are the co-founders of this call. We thank you for the owners of this company, Artists International. We thank you again for waking us up this morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Host, are you there?
I'm here. Minister Roslyn, are you able to hear me loud and clear?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise God. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Roslyn, for seating us and greeting us and for opening us up with that anointed prayer. Thank you for serving us in excellence this morning. To our two psalmists this morning, pray the heavens on down, Minister Evangelist Keisha Lee. Thank you so much for opening us up in worship this morning. And to Minister Evangelist Willa Peterson, thank you so much for also opening us up in worship this morning. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each and every single one of you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California. And I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to this, the Master's Call. See, the Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and we are approaching our 10th year here on the Master's Call, where lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with the Master on the Master's Call. Our scripture reference that we stand on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning our prayers come before thee." And so I want to say, if it was not for the yes of our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, then we would not have this opportunity to gather here in this telecommunication sanctuary. So I give God the glory, the honor, and praise for their obedience, which allows for us to gather here. You're probably wondering, well, how did that even happen? Well, at one time, we were all connected to a phenomenal health and wellness company known as Artist Life. And Artist Life have been changing and transforming lives for over 30 years. And so we give God the glory and the praise for having products that absolutely have made a difference in our lives. And so we thank God for Mr. Antonio Diaz de Leon, Papa, for starting and sharing his vision with the world and then passing the baton over to his son, Alejandro Diaz de Leon, and Elvia Diaz de Leon to carry on the mission and the mandate that God had given him. And so we thank God for Artist Life, and that's how we all connected. And so we're glad that each and every single one of you have called in and connected with us now. And then there may be some who will listen later. And so we thank you as well. And we want you to know that we also have a website for this this call, and you can actually go online to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and you will see that all of our messages have been archived. You will see the bios, the complete bios for our speakers. You will see information on fasting and praying and just words of encouragement that will help you to get through your day. And so we invite you to utilize our website and also share it with a friend. There's also an option on there for you to put your comments. So if this call has been a blessing to you, why don't you just let us know? You know, say, hey, you know what, I was blessed today by the message, or, you know, maybe I have a question. And if you have a question or you want to be a part of this leadership team here on the Master's Call, then send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Today, it is Testimonial Thursday on the morning motivational call, and that call happens after this call. And so if you're not doing anything after this call, then we invite you to just roll over with us to the Testimonial Thursday, where the host will be Director Deborah Smith. And that number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound, and that will be immediately following this call on today. But right now, it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning is none other than one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. We affectionately call her our Mother Eagle. She is known as Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon all around the world. And so she has traveled the world. Her messages are on time. They are profound. They are proficient. And she is definitely a woman who has blessed the kingdom of God. And so this morning, it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure for me to introduce to you a woman who is victorious, a woman who is anointed, a woman who is necessary, a woman who is efficient, a woman who is saved, who is sanctified, and who is our appointed speaker for this day. At this time, without further ado, I bring to you none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you out there, Mother Eagle?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. I love and appreciate you so much. Thank you for hosting the call today. I am smiling so wide this morning, I can barely get my cheeks in to relax, because we have been ushered into the presence of God just by two daughters of the ministry who I absolutely adore. Minister Keisha, thank you for leading off in worship and song. And the one I love to tease her, I was just rooting her on, saying, do you go, girl, in the Holy Ghost? Our minister, Willa Peterson from Tampa, Florida, stepped up to the plate, and the two of them truly blessed us this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies. And our greeter, our Minister Roslyn from Bowie, Maryland, love and appreciate you. And on behalf of our other co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, we are honored to say warmest kingdom greetings to our Master's Call family. I am bringing you the warmest of greetings because it is quite warm down here already this morning in Prairie View, Texas. We just love God with all of our heart, and I just love seeing the women of God spread their wings and just fly and flap a little bit and just stretch those wings and soar higher and higher. And so we are just grateful this morning to our guests. I've scrolled up and down the board, and I see quite a few new names and numbers. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And to our family that has been so consistent in supporting us throughout the years, as we come up upon 10 years on October 25th of this year, We have been here every Monday through Friday, never missing a day, be it Christmas Day, Thanksgiving, or Resurrection Day. We have been here to be a place where our Lord's powerful word can go forth with the presence of God ministering to each and every one of us. I'm humbled by that and grateful for so many of you all on this morning, grateful for the company that brought us all together. On the 31st of last month, July, I celebrated 12 years with Artist Life. So this has just been an exciting time. But we're going to continue the series that I started three visits ago, I think it was, where we're talking from the topic that really was first on my heart in the midst of this COVID crisis, to remind us that God is still with us, working in us and through us, and that all we have to do as his people is trust him, lean and depend on him. And the topic title is Practicing God's Presence Through Prayer and Praise. Practicing God's Presence Through Prayer and Praise. And I subtitled it 12 Examples of Things to Believe For and Practice. And the Holy Spirit really admonished me to slow down and take our time and really chew on the word, meditate on the word. And we started out with number one of I will voice God's planted desires in my heart. I will voice activating the atmosphere with our own mouths, decreeing and declaring, announcing, aligning the atmosphere. As we proclaim God's word, the desires in our heart, and we use the text scripture, very familiar to all of us, the 37th division of Psalms, that fourth verse, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Or some versions say, submit yourselves unto the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Then we started last time we were together on number two, the power of God is working in my life. The power of God is working in my life. And that text scripture was 2 Peter 1:3. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. And the Lord took me to the story of Joseph. We know it's from chapters 37 in the book of Genesis, the beginning book, all the way through chapter 50. And I had started talking about the power of prayer and praise when Joseph found himself in the pit. And I'm so sorry I left off with us in the pit. We're going to get out of the pit today. But when we started on the pit, I talked about learning how to handle holy haters through the power of God, learning what to release and what not to release. Be it people, be it situations, be it attitudes, habits, and hobbies. I challenge us all every day, check your heart. Be honest about our motives. Let the Jehovah Makedesh power of God work all of us through ungodly feelings and being purged out of our life. I use the example because I heard it years ago, and it's so true, especially being raised here in Texas. When we find ourselves in a pit of life, learn the right lessons in the pit. Because, see, in the valley of that situation, the best fruit, the juiciest fruit, the most luscious fruit comes from the valley in the state of Texas. Well, in our lives, some of the most memorable lessons, life-changing experiences, the things that we reflect on the most and make us from that point forward hopefully make better decisions happen in our pits, in our decisions where we feel overwhelmed. Remember, in the pit, God deals with us and our ability to forgive, because forgiveness is a decision, not a feeling. Quit talking about it. I just don't feel like it. Your feelings have nothing to do with it. That's a hard one for our little flesh, because we want to be entitled to feel what we want to feel. No, no, no. Your feelings have nothing to do with it. Forgiveness is a choice, and we want God's forgiveness in our lives, so we must extend forgiveness to others, no matter how we got there. Because most times when we're in a pit, it's usually none of our own making, like what we're going through now. Nobody on this line, nobody in my circles of influence created COVID-19. But we're all in the pit of this pandemic, being poisoned with the regular routines of life and the many people who transition because of it. And we have to take this lemon and make some lemonade and look to God for what he's saying in us and not let bitterness at all be rooted in us. And see, with Joseph, we had to even remember from history, biblical history, do you realize it was the Ishmaelites who rescued him out of that pit? And for those of you all who may have forgot who Ishmael was, the child of Hagar, the mistress of Abraham, sometimes God will use your haters to introduce you to your next level of heaven. And so we can't curse the darkness when we're in that pit. We better allow God to bring in his light and use who he chooses. And like Joseph being rescued, ended up in the palace. We're in the palace now. See, in the palace, we have to learn to operate in love. Many of us, when we're promoted, when things get better, when situations ease up, we kind of have selective amnesia of what brought us through, what brought us out. I often hear the stories, especially from the older saints, when they grew up poor. My mother used to always say, we didn't grow up poor. We lost the O-R. We were poor. So poor. So we had to look up to sea level. And she said, but we were community. And everybody had a little, and we put it all together. God blessed us to have much. And now, through their lives, the provisions that came because of their trust in God, that we have to operate in love and integrity in whatever situation you're in. What are you saying, Dr. V? Well, with the daily diet of studying his word and practicing God's presence, we remember God sees it all. He sees the good and the bad. He sees the beautiful and the ugly. And when we struggle too much to simply do what is right in God's eyes, it's a clear sign we're not spending enough time in prayer, in praise, in his presence, so that we can resist ungodly temptations which come to all of us. I often have to remind folks when they say, I just couldn't help myself, it just overwhelmed me. Well, 1 Corinthians 10, and Paul wrote to those hard-headed folks at Corinth at the seaport. In Corinthians 10, that first book, that chapter 13, he reminds us that there is absolutely no temptation known to man, to none of us, that he doesn't provide a way of escape. So first, stop lying to your heart and to yourself. Whatever situations we have found ourselves in because we yielded to temptation was because we yielded to a poor choice. And see, Joseph was a handsome man, but he had Potiphar's wife who wanted what she was not supposed to desire. We'll often have people who want to violate our moral compass for what they want. You and I still have a responsibility to say no. We have a responsibility to walk out our integrity, to let our light so shine. And if we're walking and talking by faith, God will always hear you, and he'll have, and you'll get his attention for the protection and the provision that will surely come. All we're talking this morning about practicing God's presence through prayer and praise. But even sometimes when you are doing the right thing, the righteous thing, the Jehovah Tiskanu in right relationship with God, unjust things still happen. And we find Joseph ending up in the prison. All of us have been on the end of what we know was just jacked up, toe up from the floor up, was not there at all. And everybody knows. Everybody can sometimes even see it. And then we want to ask God, where are you? Well, in that prison of the prisons of life, we must still operate in love and integrity, even in very hard seasons. COVID-19 is a hard season. Because we know then the promises of God, he will give us favor even in the midst of our storms. See, a lot of times I can remember back in my life, in these 62 years on earth, there have been tears streaming down my face because something was so unfair, because I was a black female engineer. And the Holy Ghost restrained me. Shut up, Vanessa. Don't retaliate. Don't say what you're thinking, because it'll cost you more than you're willing or able to pay in your career and where I place you to be my life. I've been in situations where walking in, and it wasn't even racism, it was sexism that trumped out and made things just go all awry, knowing that if it had been a man saying that, it would have been different, but having to still do the right thing. As my mother always says, still having to love the hell out of them, literally showing love in spite of us. We all have been in places. Some of us, unfortunately, grew up in homes where we saw favoritism and wrong things and hard things happen. And we had learned and had a relationship with Christ, so we have to still walk it out and do what's right. But we allow the power of God to be working in us while we're in our prisons or during intense warfare. We truly learn to trust God more. We learn how to really walk by faith. Because, see, I believe, especially in the African-American community, I believe our ancestors, just back to 400 years ago in America, I believe because they had to totally trust God for every little thing. That's why they walked in a deeper faith and relationship. And my mother at 96 years young, with truly her mind and her mouth in the right gear, can tell of the many things when she was picking cotton as a child and all the different things that happened. And with her little happy, sweet Baptist self, has a love for God. And I've seen that woman get in that rocking chair and pray heaven in for this family, for things out of order, and having no lack in this home. Because when you have to trust God, we tend to trust him, but why can't we grow up? Well, when the pressure lifts, when the prison will release, will we continue to walk by faith and not by sight? In the prison, our patience is tried, and it's often being perfected. If we allow God to work in us and through us. All we're talking this morning about practicing God's presence. See, that's where a lot of the beautiful hymns came from on Cottonville, when they learned to sing to their Jesus to fortify their faith. When we're walking through those storms in the prison, are we turning to God to keep the love in our heart? We don't want to be poisoned. We want to let the perfume of the Holy Ghost, the fragrance of God, clean out all those painful areas, the balm of Gilead to work in us and through us. And with our story of Joseph, where he made the prophecy of the dream to the baker and the butler, and then the butler gets out and has selective amnesia, and you're still there, you do the righteous thing, but it doesn't change. Will we still stay true no matter what? I'm challenging each and every one of us. Because life, we live in a fallen world. The devil does not fight fair, never has and never will. But we're still required by God to do the righteous thing. All because there's a Kairos moment coming, a divine season in God where redemption, restoration, and release comes. And Joseph found himself now as the prime minister because of his interpretation of the dream. And we have to then keep the humility of Christ and the forgiveness of God in our heart when he shows us the favor. You know how sometimes you see people get exalted, and we used to say that to teenagers, okay, you're smelling yourself, you're thinking more highly of yourself than you ought. Can God trust us with promotion? Can God trust us to be millionaires and billionaires when we do the right thing with finances? Can God trust us with position and power? Well, we just won't lose our slap-dab mind and abuse people. So many times when people who've been oppressed reach power, they then become the oppressor. And you're like, I know you remember the heartache and the hell you went through. How dare you turn it around? and do it to someone else. All but in the prime minister, second in charge of that kingdom, he made some decisions and had humility. And that's why I always quote Genesis 50, that 20th verse, when he told his brothers, "You meant it for bad, but God turned around and used it for good." Because, see, I had a dream. He had a dream over 17 years early that he saw his brothers, his family bowing down to him as sheep, and he didn't understand it. And yes, he may have made some hiccups and talked too much or didn't handle it right, but he still held on to the promises. There's a promise coming for all of us if we won't grow weary in well-doing. What do you do to make it to that place of promise? Practice God's presence through prayer and praise. Because God has a place for you in Him that is so awesome, it'll blow our mind. If we won't give out, if we won't give up, if we let the glory of God shine big and let God have His way all through this challenging time, make it a point every day to practice God's presence through prayer and praise. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Wow, wow, wow. What a powerful series this has been. Dr. Vanessa, thank you so, so much. Yes, we will meditate on this word that you have just given us and be in expectation and anticipation of the greater that is still coming along with the rest of it. I'll be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power. We thank you, God, for your dominion. We thank you for your anointing. And so as we go through this Thursday, God, we go with you and we ask thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven in each of our lives on this day, God. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa and we thank you for the instructions that she has given us this morning. I pray that you would fill her up until she overflow, God. I pray that nothing is broken, that nothing is missing, and I pray that you would implement the desires of our heart, her heart, Father, that they will be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven. I ask that you would bless each and every household that is under the sound of my voice, and I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that we will walk in victory on this day. And we just want to simply say, thank you, Lord, for every single thing that you have done for us, that you will do, and that you are doing in our lives. And I decree and declare these things in Jesus' matchless name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Please share this. Please share this. Post it on your social media platforms or call someone and tell them, hey, I need you to listen to this message. Make a call, 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-POUND to hear the replay. Also, we will be headed over to Testimonial Thursday. That number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND, and that will be Testimonial Thursday with Director Deborah Smith. If you are interested in hearing the testimonies about the Artist Life products, then please join us there. I want to again say thank you, thank you, thank you to our worship team this morning, Minister Keisha Lee, Minister Willa Peterson, to our hostess for this morning, Minister Roslyn Peters, and to our messenger straight from the throne room of God this morning who laid it out for us what our instructions are when we are practicing the presence of God. And so through praise and worship, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God, for giving us our instructions for this day. It has been an honor for me to host the call this morning, and I'll ask that you would come back and give us our benediction for this day.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. I'll tell you, in time like these, we always want to usher in the very presence of God, to bring in the calmness, the peace, the provision, and more so where you can hear the will of God. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for yet another opportunity to glorify your name. Thank you for every listener on this line. May this word marinate and saturate their hearts, their minds, their spirits this day. That even in the midst of this time, this pandemic, Father, we look to you and only you. And I thank you that we understand our mandate and our mission, that as we leave this call, that never, ever, ever leave your presence. All we're your glory carriers, God. And the presence of God, the countenance of the Holy Ghost will shine big in us and through us because we are becoming practitioners of your presence because we're praying, talking to you, and we're praising you in spirit and in truth. So I decree and declare a blessing of God on these your people, the blessings that make it rich in spirit, soul, and body, and add absolutely no sorrow to it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day, a safe day, a day where we are just testifying of his goodness and mercy. Hopefully you'll join us on the Testimonial Thursday call. Love each and every one of you to life. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.